Item number five, Madam Clerk.
Item number five is from Brave, submitting an informational report regarding the grading and drainage easements for UWM Innovation Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Madam Chair, Craig Dolman from Real Estate Services. If I may just provide a brief backdrop to the Grafe letter that you have before you.
Can you just introduce your colleagues here?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Phil Pine from the City of Wauwatosa. Mr. John McCarthy from Grafe, USA. As a brief backdrop to this letter before you, the County Board adopted a resolution last month which in fact provided for the revision of the south line of the Eschweiler area. It allowed for the creation of a certified survey map, a second generation certified survey map that would define the area to be sold, and the county would realize 75% of gross proceeds. It also creates the defined area of the accelerator buildings that will be built with the federal EDA grant, and it also establishes the alignment of the public infrastructure that's necessary for Innovation Park. As a part of that resolution, it was called for the design required for the installation of this roadway to be shared with the Director of Transportation and Public Works and the Director of Park Recreation and Culture, as well as this committee, to make sure that the installation of this roadway and the impacts to the adjacent county land from the standpoint of grading and drainage is something that everyone can embrace. What we have before you, and that's Grafe's letter, is the revised design that in turn, after meeting with Parks, Director of Public Works, has found a design that has less of an impact as it relates to the installation of this roadway. And with that, I think the bullet points in Mr. McCarthy's letter are defined, which allows for those particular points of benefit. And I believe he has just a brief PowerPoint that reinforces that.
Go ahead, Mr. McCarthy.
Thank you, Craig, Madam Chair, and Supervisors. I would first refer to the exhibit we have here that shows the current project as proposed with the City of Wauwatosa infrastructure and potential developments, which include the EDA building and potential redevelopment of the Eschweiler site as residential. The changes that were made from the previous design involve a softening of the grading that was occurring along the roadway, along here, and changes to the drainage design that assured that no drainage from the developed site would be discharged to the Milwaukee County Parks property. What Craig had asked me to do was to give you something just to look at real briefly. This is a model program. It's called SketchUp. It takes basically this plan and looks at the topography of it. And when it does that, then it shows how the grading would look if you were flying over it in an airplane or whatever. So if I can bring up the existing condition site looks like. We call this existing ground, and real quickly, if we looked at this drawing here, you can see this if we laid this down flat, and we're looking at it from up above. Over here is the Parks Administration Building. Over here are the Eschweiler buildings. This would be Swan Boulevard here. And this is a model of the topographic survey. There's Swan Boulevard is coming along here also, and then there's the big mounds right there to just give you a perspective. The boundary line begins right here and follows along. One of the vista points that Supoyak is looking for is located right here. You can see there's sort of a mound right there, and then there's another mound right here that's the second vista point. Now I can move this around a little bit, and we can just look at it a little bit closer, and you can see once again the how those mounds are somewhat visible. Now this is a representation from way up in the sky, so it doesn't look very dramatic, I know, but this would be a view that would show the whole skyline from Mount Mary all So what we're trying to recreate or preserve would be the slopes that are here and these the vista points that are located here and here. So if we looked at the proposed conditions, and in the proposed conditions, we've shown the road in place on it. So you can see that here's the road. The darker green areas right here are stormwater biofiltration basins that will be used for stormwater management on the site. They will capture the runoff from the roadway and from developments, including improvements to the Eschweiler site and the EVA building. And they will take all that drainage. Some of it will go to the north and along Swan. Some of it will go to the east and come over, I'm sorry, to the west and come over to a crossing under Highway 45. None of it, there's sort of a swale right here, none of it will go into the county parks property. And that's a change that was made. Now, if we look at this one just a little bit, you can see that there's one of the vistas has been recreated right here and the other vista right there. If I rotate this a little bit, you can sort of see in space here how there's a much more gentle slope and a vista point right here, and then the other vista point is over there, and then the existing vista is right there. And if there, how it's pedestrian friendly. Pedestrians will be able to come up this walkway. There's parking spaces all along here. People will be able to walk into the park from those parking places. They can walk up to the vista points if they want to without a great deal of difficulty. The slopes are very, very similar to what is out there now. This area will be restored after construction with the same seeding mix and vegetation that is planned for the park and that is out there right now. As part of the project. So with that, I'd like to know if anyone has any questions.
Just to be clear, the original resolution that we adopted last cycle required approval coming back to this committee if a temporary or permanent easement was required, and there's not a need for that, which is why this is an informational item, because they were able to resolve all of the issues without going into the county park land. So that's just very, very good news. It's probably why there's not a room full of people today saying, oh, how could we be doing this? So it's very, very good news. But that's why it's an informational item instead of an item to approve or to reject. Go ahead, Mr. Gilman.
Madam Chair, I think it's important to point out that the city of Wauwatosa, and that's why Mr. Pine is present, the infrastructure installation of the roadway is being done by the city of Wauwatosa. So in other words, the TIF funding that was provided for by City of Wauwatosa permitted the installation of the infrastructure that would serve Innovation Park, and in turn, that is the city component of this project.
Mr. Pine, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, I wanted to thank you first, but I think what we've done is we've tried to smooth it out. What I wanted to point out is where the ponds are to the west of the road in this area. You can see how that slope looks fairly steep there. This was actually steeper than that before. And so we've smoothed it out, made it walkable, and I think the Parks Department was pleased with John's work, and I think it's going to be a nice product when we're done.
And you said there's parking spaces planned along there?
Yes, there is parallel parking along the curb all the way along. There are bike lanes both directions. You should be able to tie into the Oakleaf or some trail, especially with the DOT making that interchange so car friendly. It's going to be really difficult to get through Watertown Plank. People are almost going to have to use Swan and use this as a way to get through the area.
And I just have a follow-up question about that piece.
Mm-hmm.
This is fairly straight of a road, and Washington Boulevard is in my district and is used as a thoroughfare instead of a boulevard. Mm-hmm. So I do have a concern about the speeds that you might get through here. What's the anticipated allowable maximum speed that will be along here? Or I don't know if you've gotten that far or not, but they will be traversing this, and
yep.
they can end yeah. up picking up a fair amount of speed.
Yeah, we're anticipating that this is going to be a shortcut for a lot of people.
Right.
And it's designed for 25 miles an hour engineering design.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that people can't drive faster than that.
Right.
But some of the features that we're hoping will slow people down is the roundabout. There's a roundabout basically beyond that curve.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, it's in there.
Yeah, we're hoping that'll help slow people down. And then, other than that, there isn't any plan for other traffic control at the intersections, but that could be added if speed becomes a problem.
Okay. Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb.
So, looking forward to the next step, why is the roundabout there when I see a curb cut south of there and north of there? Why wouldn't the roundabout be at the point at which traffic will, in the future, go in more than two directions?
I think John has a master plan.
Oh, it's coming in from the east in the future.
This is the master plan as it stands today, and it shows another connection to the roundabout that would take traffic to the east. And while the details of any development in this zone over here are still to be worked out, depending on what the interest would be in that property, we expect it to be a third connection to the roundabout. And the roundabout is really a traffic calming measure more than anything else.
Go ahead, give the floor.
Thank you. As long as you've shown us that, what is the distribution between sort of that eastern portion of office and that middle section? Yeah, are those roughly equal in terms of what the demand are? I mean, I'm just looking at it from it's structured parking to the east for those four buildings, and then that's structured. And then the other is a mix of surface and structure. With
this is also structured there. This is a surface lot that is included as part of the EDA project. This is also underground structured parking.
Okay.
With a surface lot on top.
And
but
then
those are concepts. So.
Okay. And then conceptually, the building square footage is about equal between those two sections, east and west.
I would say approximately so, yes.
All right, thank you.
Other questions by committee members? Or? Great, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.